This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotion. Simon & Garfunkel's 1966 song, I Am a Rock, was a big hit back then in the 60s. You probably know the song, a bit of a sad song, very personal, not a cheerful one, deals with isolation and emotional detachment. It's a great tune. And the guy that's been talked about has apparently developed this tough exterior to hide a lot of hurt, perhaps due to the hurts of the past. Who knows? Many different ideas from that song. A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock. I am an island. I've built walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none can penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving. I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Well, I've heard the words before. It's sleeping in my memory. And I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I would never have cried. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. I'm shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one. No one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island. There they are, the words of that Simon & Garfunkel song. And now this song reminds me of John Donne, the poet, who actually said over 300 years ago, "No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main." You might have heard that quote many times before. What does that mean? Well, John Donne contends that all humans share in every experience. And he says in that famous quote, "Any man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind." Very simply, it means that we need people in our lives. Aristotle said a long time ago that man is a social animal, and that's still true today. And despite the fact that we've got advanced technology, we've got access to every corner of the world, our neighbourhood today is a global one. And within seconds, you can find out what's happening from any part of the world. So to be an island, sort of isolated from the world, is a rather strange thing. But isolation is a reality for many people who make that decision to cut themselves off from the world. And it can happen in families, senior citizens who are lonely, the gap between parents and kids. Why is it that so many are concerned and cocooned, cut off from each other? That we do need each other, and that's the way God planned it. The Bible talks about this in the very first chapter in the Bible, Genesis 2:18. We read, "It is not good for man to be alone." And that word alone occurs in the Bible 107 times, and most times it has a negative connotation attached to it, except when it's referenced to God. So the word lonely, to be alone, separation. A schoolboy once rather wisely said, with billions of people in the world, someone should be able to figure out a system where no one is lonely. I think you'd agree that we need friends. And even if you don't, it's still true. That's how we're wired. We are wired to connect with other people. We need friends, someone that will understand us, someone that we can call any hour of the day or night. Because today we're a fast food people. You know, we're not used to waiting for anything. We want things fast. But friendships, that can be a risky thing, to allow someone close enough. Someone's written a book that has the title, "Why Am I Afraid to Show You Who I Really Am?" The answer, because you may not like who I am. But isn't it great when someone knows the real you? Someone's not afraid to accept you, warts and all. The New Testament says in Romans 15:7, "Accept one another, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God." So there it is, accept one another. No one's going to be perfect, but God has made us to connect with others. I heard that Benjamin Franklin formed a support group of very brilliant people. He called it My Most Ingenious Friends, and they met Thomas Edison. He had a support group called My Mastermind Alliance, and he met with these people. Henry Ford said, "My best friend is the one who brings out the best in me." God also says, "As iron sharpens iron, so does one man sharpen another." Thank you, Lord. We're not a rock. We're not an island. We belong to your world. Help us to get on with others. Amen.